I'm doing well, my man. How are you?
We are so looking forward to having you at the Partner in Hope show to raise money for the kids at St. Jude. It's coming up December the 10th at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's. You can read all about it and become a Partner in Hope in advance of our radiothon and get tickets for that great show coming up December 10th. And they tell me at St. Jude you visited, and they actually have some pictures of you hanging out with some of the kids.
Yeah, I've been to St. Jude a couple of times. When my first song came out on the radio back a few years ago, Family Man, we made my very first trip to St. Jude, and man, I was changed for life. You know, I already had a daughter. She was going on 3 years old, and then we had just had our second baby girl, and so I had a different perspective walking into that facility. But man, when I left, I was just so fired up about St. Jude and what they're doing for the kids and the families. Anytime I can be a part of anything that St. Jude has going on, I jump at the chance.
Well, KFKF has been all over your songs. We've played them, Family Man, Out of My Head, Keep Them Kisses Coming, Tomorrow Night. But when you released Outskirts of Heaven, that was one of the biggest singles we had all year last year on KFKF. And when I heard that, I went to the record label and I said, we've got to get this guy for the St. Jude show.
Well, man, I appreciate it. You know, when me and Dave Turnbull wrote that song, it was one of those rare occasions when we put our pens down. We both looked at each other and said, you know what, we've written a special song. Didn't know how special it was until we released it and started hearing some stories from people and how the song was a healing song. And so I'm very proud of that song and look forward to singing it every night.
You've had an interesting career, to say the least. Some of my other friends, the guys from Locash, have gone through what you've gone through. That's having a single on the chart when your record label closes its doors, and then you've got to be the record label, and you're calling radio stations saying, hey, play my record.
Yeah, it was a series of unfortunate events. I was with an independent record label, and we were having some really great success with Keep Them Kisses Coming, and we got into the top 15, and I got a phone call saying, hey, we run out of money. We need to shut her down. And so, yeah, I picked up the phone and started calling my friends at radio and saying, look, you know, even though I don't have a record label, this is a hit song. We were able to keep it going for another 6 or 7 weeks. It was a blessing.
You got it into the top 10. I mean, maybe if the artist thing doesn't work out, you could run a record label.
I don't know, man. I've seen some of the things that the record label and the promotions team, they have to do and have to go through. I don't know if I can handle it.
Well, you do a great job as an artist, and one of these days you're going to knock the door down and you're going to get a number one, and everybody's going to say, what an overnight success, but you'll know differently, right?
I know it, yeah.
We're talking to Craig Campbell. He'll be here December 10th, the Partner in Hope concert at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's, along with local favorite Travis Marvin. He's one of those guys up and coming, and he's got a song that's on the top 100 of the chart. We're trying to help make that happen. And as they say in sports, an artist to be named later. We can't really tell you the other part of it, but Craig Campbell, you're going to be the headliner.
Awesome. Yeah, I love Travis. We spent some time together. We go on a couple of cruises for the past couple of years, and so spent a lot of time with Travis. Great singer, great songwriter. Love spending time with him. I always enjoy being on the stage with him.
Craig Campbell's who we're talking to. He will be here December 10th, and you can read how you can get there by becoming a Partner in Hope in advance of our radiothon that's coming up in February. Read all about it at kfkf.com. Hey, safe travels on your way here. We'll look forward to seeing you on December 10th, and thanks for what you're doing to help the kids.
I can't wait.